Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature center paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good morning, good evening, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to Lunes Lunaticos, Lunatic Mondays, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcast, the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. And I am your bilingual host. Yes, I do the English and Spanish. And we have other shows that are actually on Spanish and Portuguese. And then, of course, we have the shows in English. But enough about that. I'll talk to you about that a little bit later today. Today, I have this wonderful, wonderful guest. She has been with me. She has been with Lunatic Mondays a number of times. The actual first ever show I did in English, she was my fairy, goddess, mother, something or another, because Trestle and Celia and everything that she embodies, of course, the everyday goddess Celia Farron is with us today. And in case you live under a rock and you don't know who she is, I'm going to read you a little bit of her biography. Singer, songwriter, comedian, Celia has been described as a cross between Earthy Enya, Joan Baez, and Tina Fey. She dishes up the most delicious concoction of the silly and sacred lighting audiences across the nation. In addition to having the kind of silky smooth voice often associated with classic Celtic singers such as the Celtic Woman, Celia excels at comedy. She often transforms right on stage into one or more of her alter egos, whose antics typically leave the audience howling with laughter. With powerful, heartfelt vocals and wacky comedy improvisations, the audience never know what will happen with Celia on stage. Celia often uses sophisticated looping technology to perform duets, trios, and even larger ensembles with herself. Nothing is pre-recorded. She lays down a track, then using the looping technology, harmonizes with herself all live and in real time, and the result is an amazing listening experience for the audience. In true honesty, I got to tell you, folks, if you have never heard Celia live doing this wonderful technology, looping, etc., you're missing a lot, because it really is a thing of beauty and technology. But the best part of all, we have to take the silver lining, is she's doing a ton of online concerts right now. I hate to say it, for the time being. But yeah, for the time being, she's doing a lot of online stuff. And not only because she's been doing that for a long time, but because she's amazing. I invite her today, May 11th, to be with us. And Celia, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you, honey?
Thank you so much, Laura. I am hanging in there just like all of us in this very strange, wonky, weird time.
To say the least, you know, I have been, you know, by now, May 11th, it's almost going to be 2 months that we've been, quote-unquote, quarantined, or whatever this is, social isolation, I don't know, people with masks. It's almost 2 months, and for some people, it's really hard. For extroverts, it's really hard. For people who like to be outside, or maybe for people who live alone, it's been a little bit harder. But I know for musicians and troubadours and people like you who make a living out of touring and singing and going out there and seeing the audience live, man, this has got to be some new experience, isn't it?
It is. It's a major adjustment, and I can't say it's easy, but I can say that myself and other touring musicians that I know, we have made it all work by being able to adapt and adjust. I think it's one of my superpowers that I have been chiseled in over the last 20 years is learning how to adapt and punt. That's what I've been calling it, adapt and punt. Because just when you think a decision's being made in this direction, it changes and then we pedal in a new direction. And that's we are used to that. We are quite accustomed to that. This is putting it to the test.
It is indeed. You know, a few weeks ago, we had Louis Giroux on the show, and he was commenting on the fact that, A, he admires your work a great deal, which I concur, and B, we were talking about the amazing, it almost feels natural to see you doing live concerts on Facebook and or that one platform where you do the concerts for payment or tips or what have you. I know I've seen you there a couple of times. And what I mentioned to him then when we had the show a few weeks ago is that's how I met you. I met you doing concerts, mini like one song thing on Facebook. And then, of course, I started following you with the symbol and that legalizing the symbol had just happened. And you were the voice, the anthem of the symbol. Of course, we're talking about the pentacle on the veterans' grave. And but then I've seen you doing, of course, even more concerts now. And I invite you today, not only because you're wonderful, but I want to talk about how technology has always been part of Celia's life. And right now, humbly, I have to say, I think you are the trailblazing musician. And I see a lot of musicians following your footsteps. You might not see it, but
no.
I
well, so thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's. I mean, to me, it's very clear because you've done it longer and you kind of like have more of a hang of it. So can you tell us, I really want to talk about Patreon and I really want to talk about this platform where you're doing the concerts by, I can't remember the name of the platform. So can you remind us of the name of the platform and how you do this concert?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the platform that a lot of us used to use was called Concert Window. And I'm imagining that they're kicking themselves right now because they folded in the fall. And so a lot of us who were using that platform for online concerts were going, okay, what next? And I have to give a shout out to SJ Tucker because she was really, she had just had a baby. So she was really off the road more and focusing much more succinctly on the online concerts. And so she and I did a concert together. My last Concert Window concert was with her together, and we were in Arkansas at her place. And so she did a lot of researching and found out that Ben, of Heather Dale's partner Ben, was Nology, and he was starting a new platform. And the platform that you're asking for is onlineconcertthing.com. So I did my first concert with them for Earth Day last Wednesday, or Wednesday the 22nd. And so of 22nd of April. So that was a while ago. And that went really well. They're doing a lot of things. It's all about musicians helping musicians. So it's a platform designed by musicians for musicians. So that's kind of been my trajectory. I've been doing online concerts for years. I think the first one I did was 2006. And then started using live things through Periscope before Facebook was doing Facebook Live, then started doing things with Facebook Live, not so much for concerts, but just to, hey, here's a new song that I just put up on Patreon. So I've been trying to use all of these different technologies to fold into each other. And so you mentioned Patreon. That has been a lifesaver for me, especially right now, where I just found out that my last event for the summer was canceled, so I have absolutely nothing physical on the calendar through the end of the year. Nothing. This is the first time in my career I have looked at a blank calendar, and it's exciting and terrifying all at the same time. So Patreon's been amazing because I started that 2 years ago. I just celebrated 2 years April 1st, and I've grown it, and it's a platform where artists can provide content for subscribers. So the way I work it is I write and record a song every week, and I make those songs available to my Patreon subscribers, and only to them. So right now, if you were to sign up on my Patreon page for the $10 tier level or above, you'd get access to all of the backlogged songs since April 1st, 2018. And that's over 100 songs. That's like 8 albums worth of music. So I produce a lot. And people say, when's your next album coming out? Well, I've got like 8 albums right here on Patreon that you can go grab for $10 a month. And I'm going to keep recording a song every week for you. So that's how I've been making the ends meet, is through Patreon. There's other tiers as well. And I record a song once a month for people on the $5 level, for example, patreon.com/Celia Farron. So for a lot of us artists who have just been displaced in the physical world, we are now relying even more heavily on things like Patreon, on things like online concerts through onlineconcertthing.com is what I've been starting to use. And there's other platforms too that I haven't just found anything that really feels as right as that one does at this point. And then about a month ago, I did a Patreon-a-thon pledge drive where my goal was to raise $1,000 in revenue or Patreon subscribers, and that went really well. It took me 9 days, 9 days of going live many times every day to do it, but it was a wonderful experience for me also to work with the technology. I now have a space that I can work in. I've rented an office space here in Phoenix. I haven't had a home in over 2 years because I've been on the road full time. So now everything has shifted for me, my life, my lifestyle, my livelihood, how I create, how I connect with my fans. It's been 6 weeks of pedaling really fast and hard under the water and trying to look like a swan on the top.
And you do. You've done this so gracefully. And for folks that didn't catch it, because she kind of threw there in passing and it was very fast, www.patreon.com/Celia Farron. Please,
yes,
pledge $10. You get all the songs. $5 you get once a month. Don't be cheap. Put $10 in there. I have to say, Celia, I love your music. You move me to no end. Music moves me. Music, art makes me cry. It makes me, I decided to accept it and not hide anymore. And because it's not a bad thing to be moved by art and to cry. Or society tells us, don't cry, it's a bad thing. You made others uncomfortable. Well, tough luck, people. I get moved by music and I cry. I've been at Celia's concert, thank you, Goddess, and I was one of the people that was crying with every song almost. And I think in these times of challenges and adaptability, I've been saying it from day one, you, the artists, you, the creators, you, the musicians, the visual artists, you guys are keeping us sane. You guys are keeping us with something beautiful to look forward to, continue existing. And I cannot find the words to say thank you for that, because it truly is art. We all are turning to art, to videos, to music, to the museum online, interactive stuff and whatnot. And what I was talking to Louis Guru when he was here, and now I have to mention when you're here, Celia, we all love Mozart, but Mozart is dead. We need to support Celia because she's alive and she needs to put food on the table and rent a roof over her head. And then she's got all this big family that she has to care for, Dashy the Dashboard Dragon and the P.O. Ducky. And then Trestle, is she behaving? Is she okay with living in an apartment, or is she like want to be on the road?
It's been dicey. It's definitely been dicey.
Yeah. I fear as much, because we know she cannot stay still. So people, patreon.com It's a wonderful way that you can help your artist. You know, the artist you turn to when you want to say something and don't know how to say it, and they have the right words for you to express your emotions, that's where you turn to say thank you to them. www.patreon.com/Celia Farron. And then also the concert, please remind me the concert window thing.
Onlineconcertthing.com.
There you go. Onlineconcertthing.com.
Correct.
And
Correct.
that's a name. And I know I have you here, and we have way much more to talk about, but we had just celebrated Beltane, and you have a wonderful Beltane song. And for those who celebrate with the full moon and whatnot, they had just celebrated a couple of days ago. So I will invite you all to listen to beautiful Celia. I'm not going to have her on the show to just be talking myself. We're going to hear her singing. And this is by none other than Celia Farron, obviously, the Beltane song, Dance the Night Away. Pardon me for butchering the names. The Beltane song. Shut up, Laura. Bye.
Lady, we'll dance the night away. Happy Beltane, everyone. Gather round and bring a drum. Celebrate the summer sun. First of May to you, wear your bells and bring your flute. May you be blessed in all you do, and we'll dance the night away.
And we have the wonderful, magical Celia Farron here with us today. And I have been your fan for, I don't know, like 10 years now, I think, Celia. We met in 2015, finally in person. And I was actually able to see you in a concert finally, like a year and a half or 2 years ago, something like that, probably less. And man, I color me impressed. That thing you do with the looper, and I know she has a name, Cindy the Looper, is that her name?
Cindy Looper, yes.
Cindy Looper. That is amazing. Can you explain for folks like me that know nothing about creative music, how does that work? Because it's magic. I just see you moving things, and then there's 20 silliest things.
Yes. So the way looping works is the looping actually happens at my feet. There's a device that I use. It's a Boss RC50. And so what happens is I can push a button with my foot, and it starts recording. And then when I push that button again, it will loop back around. Just what I recorded will loop back around, and I can then record on top of that. And then I can record on top of that, and on top of that, and on top of that. I can do one recording every time that loop comes around. So typically what I'll do is I'll lay down a track with my vocal and guitar or voice and drum, and then the next time I'll do the drum and the another voice and another, you know, so I just add all these layers. It sounds like a choir to the end, or rhythm. I can add a lot of rhythm, and I can loop my drum, my guitar, my voice, and my keyboard. So I like to create a tapestry of sound and design loops. And it's great fun. It is not easy. It's very, very difficult. And a lot of people buy loopers and put them in the closet because they're frustrating. They're terribly frustrating. But I'll tell you, it's made me a much better performer because you get instant feedback. You might think, oh, I was really on pitch, or I was really in tempo. And the looper says, you weren't. And so it's made me a better performer all the way around because it's great feedback. And you have to be on. You can't really mess up because it records it. So it's been a wonderful device. I love the process. I love doing it. And it does create a really wonderful result and a wonderful response from people because it's unique.
It is indeed. And I don't think I ever asked you this question before, as many times as you've been on the show, probably because I'm focusing on technology so much today. How did you learn to use this machine? Because like you say, you know, if I were to buy one, I probably would just put it on the top of the fridge and forget about it. But you not only seems to me not only you bought it, you started to play with it, but you kind of like became a master of it. How did you get into that?
Well, I'd first seen an artist do it with just a guitar. A lot of people will just simply play a rhythm guitar part and then play a lead over the top of it, so that they don't have to have a band, right? That's how I saw it used, and I thought, oh my gosh, what I could do with that, because I could hear, I could put voices with it, I could put the drum with it, and I worked out all the technology so that I could loop all of it. And time and practice and vigilance and focus and not giving up and getting really curious. Oh, what if I try this? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, now what if I try that? So all of my creativity is really fueled by curiosity. You know, it could work that way, or it could work that way. Well, let's make a choice now, and now let's follow this in this direction. So I would say a lot of hard work and also just playing. A lot of the songs that I've written, like Ave Grace, which is Ave Maria, Amazing Grace, and Alleluia all together, were written on the looper, because I was able to instantly create a part and then sing a descant to it and then write and arrange in the moment. It's been a great tool. I love it.
And we love it too, and we love you, and we love your music. And it is really amazing how, I mean, I don't know if you probably knew this, but do you realize how much technology does for you? You know, I don't know if you knew it from before, or, you know, after COVID and all this, you realize like, oh yeah, technology has been my friend for a while. And I'm asking you, because it happened to me, you know, I've been doing this online preaching, talking, meditations forever. And then suddenly it's like, oh, people asking me how to do it. So were you aware of how technologically savvy you were before? Or is this something that you are like, oh, I didn't know I'm in the vanguard?
Good question. You know, I started realizing that online concerts were the way of the future when I started them in 2006, previously to that, because I, you know, like everything, I was like, I'm not so sure. Oh, that's kind of a learning curve. Okay. And when I started doing them, my intention was to really be more kind to myself, because the road is hard. It is very challenging to live on the road and perform on the road, and the things that nobody else sees that you navigate on a daily basis really is hard on a body, on a mind, on a spirit. And then there's those glorious moments when you get to meet the fans and connect and be in concert. That's what it's all for. But it's really like 95% sweat and 5% glory. So I knew that it wasn't sustainable for me to continue doing the road the way I had been. So I went, okay, let's see what this is. And started that in 2006, doing online concerts. And it was like pulling teeth to get people interested in watching online shows. So that was challenging. I think its time has now come, obviously, because everything's moved online, at least for now. And so it's now accepted and almost expected that online concerts are the way of at least now, and probably will be more accepted in the future. I've always felt like I was kind of on the cusp of doing things, you know, with technology. I don't know if I do it well. I just know that I do it. That's all. And it's the mother of invention, right? Necessity being the mother of invention. So because my life and my livelihood is reliant on me creating and me connecting with my fans, I'm intrigued and interested in any way that that can happen that works. So I have had people come to me and say, oh my gosh, all of my shows have been canceled. How do I do it? And I'm happy to provide whatever I know. And there's other people who know things that I don't know, and they've helped me along the way. So that's been a wonderful sharing of artists to support each other. So like, for example, Tuatha Dia has now come up with this pub crawl idea, and on Sundays they're going live, and I got a chance to watch them and support them on last Sunday. They're doing it this Sunday as well. So every Sunday is what they're intending to do for who knows. There's all the who knows aspect of this time.
Right.
Thing. Yeah, so I have been able to learn a lot and then pass that along. And when it hit me really hard when my big St. Patrick's Day show, which was a live concert, which we had almost sold out, 100 seats, that we worked really hard on, had to cancel or postpone. And that just floored me, because I didn't think that was even a possibility in my framework of life and performance land. That I could not even grok that. I'm a show must go on kind of gal. If I say I'm going to be there, I am going to be there. And so I went, okay, I said I was going to be there, I'm going to be there. So I was still there at online, switched all of those ticket holders over to being able to watch in a Facebook group, a private Facebook group. It was not easy, but that really kickstarted everything for me to go, oh, I don't know when this is going to change or if it's ever going to change, so I need to adapt. And the last 6 weeks, I've been pedaling hard, just like I said.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really amazed of, and I'm sure you can concur, I mean, you just did kind of, the way of us adapting to the new situations, right? Because the first couple of weeks when we started into this quarantine, we were all having anxiety and weird dreams and nothing to do, or we wanted to be producing, creating, and there was this such a bombarding of, oh, now you can learn this, now you can do this online, now you can, and there was so much anxiety. And I can see folks that, you know, they chat with me or whatever, that now it's like, okay, yeah, we're all this many weeks in, and it's like, okay, today I'm not going to be wearing pants, and that's fine. You know, because what else are we going to do other than trying to take care of each other? And that is, you know, staying put. But the amazing tool that technology is, and having you, earlier you mentioned, I don't know if I'm that good. Well, you're looping live, and then you're doing a video live. And then not only that, but folks, if you've never catch Celia on a live video, she's looping, she's singing, she's doing her fabulous self, and she's reading your comments at the same time. And when you say hi on her concert, she says hi back. And then she comes to my show and she wonders, I don't know if I do it well. Well, I think you do a wonderful job. I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you for that feedback. Yeah, that's for me. That's my social outlet as well. And most of the people who come on, I've had some interaction with at some point, or I'm getting to know them. So to me, it's very important. If I can read a comment and respond to it, I do my very best. Now, while I'm looping, that's virtually almost impossible. Start reading comments while I'm singing. I start singing the comments, and that doesn't work very I think it's really important for us as artists and people who have become now online presence to look directly into the camera and know that there are people, human beings with hearts and minds and spirits on the other end of that camera, even though it is very hard to feel that when you're used to performing for live audiences, where there's interaction, where you hear things and you respond to each other and get applause, and now it's just silence. But for me, that's one of the things I consider to be very important, is to treat it like I'm looking directly in your eyes and having a conversation with you, because that's how the camera interprets it. And it's not easy to be doing music and navigating the chat room and dealing with the technology and making sure the lighting's right. And so it's a lot of hats to wear, which I started out saying, we as independent artists, touring musicians, we're used to wearing a lot of hats. It's not easy. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy. But I feel like we've been in training for this all of our careers. And for me, that's 20 years. 20 years as a touring musician, and then as an actor and a theater person previous to that. There's a lot of things I'm studying when I'm watching somebody else online. I'm like, oh, I really love how I feel when I'm in an online experience with this person. What are they doing that's helping the connection? And then I'm looking at that. Well, what can I do to better connect with my audience, given that this is the only way that I can do it right now?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really is a humbling situation when you realize that you've been preparing for this without knowing. It happened to us because I have told you before, you have a great following on the Spanish-speaking community. And because we used to play your music all the time, and the incarnations of different podcasts that I've been part of, Pagans Tonight in Espanol, and then when Lunatic Mondays was on our prior home network, and now Lunatic Mondays in Espanol, of course, on this network. And we play your music a lot, and you have a huge following, at least I know for sure, in like Argentina and in Mexico, to say the least. And to know, to understand that our pagan community in those countries has always had the experience only online. And then to move that into the Anglo community, where now the rituals are having to be online, and having my fellow priestess or people presiding over the rituals asking me, like, so how you do it? You know, because we didn't know we were preparing for this. We don't know how much longer we're going to have to do it, hopefully not for too long. But those are the things, like you say, you know, reading the comments and making sure that you understand that there's somebody on the other side of the screen, that they are sitting on their butt paying attention to you and only you for the duration of the concert slash ritual slash presentation or whatever you're doing. And I think, Celia, not because you're my friend and I love you so much, but because I have eyes and I see your work, I think you're fantastic and you're doing a great job. And folks, put your money where your mouth is. Patreon.com/Celia Farren. We're going to come and we're going to talk a little bit about electronic money, deposits and all that. But Celia, I know you like me to play more of your music because it's wonderful. I have the cymbal. I have Unconditional Roses that I'm going to play no matter what. I have Ritual. I have Ahoashe. I don't know which song you want me to play. They're all your songs.
Oh, you're going to leave it to me? Oh, that's a tough one. It's like children. It's like, what's your favorite? You can't pick a favorite child, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know you've probably played cymbal a lot already. Obviously Unconditional Roses, understood. That one's going to get played. What was the last one you said?
Ahoamen. Awen.
Oh, Awen. Awen. Yeah. That one feels really poignant right now, given what's going on. It might be soothing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But, you know,
so let's go with.
Up to you. If you want a ritual, could be, you know, also soothing in a little more of a, you know, cut the cords kind of a way.
You know, we were talking about rituals and kind of like online rituals and all that. And this is a beautiful song that you created. I know I asked you before about this song and how you created it, but for folks that probably didn't cut that in prior shows, can you remind us a little bit about how this song was born? Ritual.
Ah, yes. Well, if you're human like me, you've probably had some interactions with folks that were not resonating into what is our highest good to resonate with. And so sometimes for me, it's a human interaction that it becomes toxic and I need to purge that and cleanse that. And sometimes it's my own interaction with myself, with voices or, you know, the not enough, not good enough, not fast enough, not whatever that is, the lie that I tell about myself. And so this song is about cutting the cords for anything or any thought or any belief system or any presence that is no longer serving.
Beautiful. I couldn't introduce it any better. This is Ritual with Celia Farren, of course. Don't go anywhere. We come back with more here on Lunatic Mondays.
I stepped into the shining, shimmering light, and I got witchy on you, baby, if you know what I mean. I got witchy on your crazies, and I did it nice and clean. You were gone from me, cause I shut the portal, I burned a candle and cut the cords, and I buried your lies near the old oak tree.
are back here live on Lunes Lunaticos, Lunatic Mondays. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I want to give you a brief summary of the shows we have here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts. Of course, the podcast network by Circle Sanctuary. Selena Fox has two shows a week. She has on Sunday anchor presentations of shows that she's done over the years, and they are all usually related to the seasons, and there is never anything that you can listen to that is, rebroadcast of something that you cannot find, obviously, all her wisdom there on those shows. And she also has shows on Wednesday nights, and those are usually live shows, and she's always coming up with new things. She's been doing Earth celebrations, and she was doing the built-in stuff, and she's got wonderful shows coming up the rest of May on Wednesday night. So the shows on Saturday and Sunday air at 6 o'clock Central Time. The shows during the week air at 7 o'clock Central Time, 5 Pacific, of course, and 8 on, what is it, the other side, whatever. I can never remember what they are called. We have two shows a month for Circle Talk, the original Circle Sanctuary show, Circle Talk with Deborah Rose, that happen twice a month on Tuesday. And we have Moon Magic with David and Janet Ewan twice on a Thursday, twice a month on a Thursday. We have Lunatic Mondays in Spanish every Monday, every first Monday of the month is in Spanish. And then on the second and fourth week, as today, we have Lunatic Mondays in English with yours truly. And for those who speak Spanish and or Portuguese, we have every Saturday shows that are called Paganos del Mundo, Pagans of the World. We have collaborators from Spain, from Argentina, from Mexico, from the United States, and from Brazil, obviously. So please listen to this podcast. They are over 200 hours of recorded podcasts by now. We've been on a little over a year, and we always try to bring you the best quality on podcasts, information, rituals, interviews, of course, and talent, music, and precious artists, like tonight when we welcome back my dearest friend, Celia Farren. Hi, Celia. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. And as I said it before, I will never get tired of saying it. You artists, may the goddess, may the divine, may source bless you from here to the infinite, because you all are keeping us sane. You are giving us a reason to live. You are giving us a reason to look forward to your creativity. And there is not much we can say to thank you, but there is something we can do. We can send you a little moolah. We can send you a little money. We can send you dinero. So isn't it wonderful that the times were preparing us for this without us knowing? And you're like me. I'm looking at your payment devices thingies. I stuck with two also. I only have PayPal and Venmo because I think they're the easiest to navigate. Do you have any more, or you only use these two? And what make you choose these two in particular?
Thank you. Yes, I'm using these two primarily. I'll also take a check in the mail. That still works too. And I've been using PayPal, obviously, for a long time in my business. One thing I like about Venmo over PayPal is Venmo does not take out a fee. So if you send me $10, I get $10. And that is really attractive. So not as many people have Venmo, though. So, I'd prefer people use Venmo and PayPal as a second option. But, yeah, they're the only two I'm using. I'm trying to keep it simple as well. And it seems to be working, and I'm just so grateful to all of the people who have, watched me on Facebook Live or just knew that it was hard times and just sent me a little something, and it is keeping me going. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am, and I mean, there's a lot of anxiety with all of us, and my anxiety around will I eat is lowered because of my fans. So, and my Patreon fans, they are my lifeline right now. So if you can find your way to do that, I provide a lot of content for that money that you put in every month, and I'm happy to do that. I mean, I love it. I love what I do, and I love it when I get supported in it. It's a beautiful exchange.
Mm-hmm. Does it take a lot of time? Is it complicated to navigate Patreon, or you think it's user-friendly, it's easier to get there and sign up to
Good
support
question.
You?
Yeah. I resisted it for a long time, primarily because of the choices that need to be made, like what kind of a program am I going to have? And there's two basic ones. I think there's a third one as well. But the two ones that I was looking at is being, monthly subscription. So I provide you these things at these different tier levels and you pay this much per month, or you pay this much per creation. So let's say every time I put out a video, you would say, I'm going to give Celia $5 every time she puts out a video up to $10 a month. So she puts out 10 videos in the month. I'm still only providing $10. So I chose the monthly subscription type. And then it's choosing the tiers, the different levels, and what you're going to offer people, and then what you are going to call those different levels. That's where all the energy went. Then putting up a video, which I resisted doing that too. It took me a long time, and I actually worked with a coach to get my Patreon page up because there was so it felt overwhelming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time I was living on the road, I was just trying to get by, I was just coming out of a really toxic relationship and felt gutted on every level. So it took a lot of energy for me to do that at that time, and I'm so glad I did. It started out, very slowly, but over time it has built to where now I feel like I do a lot of things. I put out a lot of energy and create a lot of content for the subscribers that are there. But it's now starting to feel like it's getting reciprocated in a more balanced way. I would recommend it to any artist. I would definitely or some kind of subscription program, whether it's Patreon or you start your own through a PayPal system or something. Fans want to support us. And if they can't unless we give them a funnel in which to do that. And that's what Patreon provided for me, was that funnel. And now using those links online, people are used to that now. Oh, the artist is doing a concert online. Oh, I could throw them $10 or $20. I can do that through Venmo. Oh, I can do that through PayPal. It's starting to become more understood. And I think it's so important for artists also to ask for it, to be real. Yeah, we need to eat. Yeah, our income just was wiped off the calendar. And we just lost our jobs in every way we knew how to do our jobs. We lost everything as artists. And same with people in restaurant work and people who work in the entertainment industry. Events, there's really we just got put into shark infested waters and went, oh my gosh, who would have thought this possible? So appreciative of everyone who has put their money into our coffers so that we can continue to survive, so that we can continue to create content for you. So I know that was a long answer, but that was my experience with Patreon. My advice for anybody who's interested in starting a Patreon page is just take it one step at a time. Do not be so hard on yourself if you don't understand it right away. And just really know that every bit of energy you put into it will pay off if you commit to it consistently over time. Just like anything, mm-hmm. you're going to grow consistently over time. If you think it's like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, those platforms that a lot of us have used to do a project, I felt very dismayed by that because I thought, oh, I'll just put up this page, and that's a big process too. I'll put up a video, mm-hmm. and then the money will just come in. It's, no. You start an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter, and now you have a new thing to promote. So promotion comes with the territory. I'm pretty good at it.
I would prefer to have a whole team doing that for me so I could create more content and better content. But for now, it's working this way. But it's going to take consistency, patience, focus. And when you don't feel like it and you don't want to, you do it anyway.
Yep. And Celia, I thank you so much for all this, insight scoop that you're sharing. Not only for me, because I am not going to go and start a Patreon right now, but I know other musicians or other artists that probably never even thought about having a presence online. And you do have all this wonderful knowledge that you are so selfishly sharing with all of us. And we're very thankful for that. And I cannot reiterate enough. People, please think about it. Think about what's keeping you sane. Think about what's keeping you afloat right now. It is music. It is art. It is this online concerts. It is looking forward to, I'm going to put a little makeup today because Celia is going to be singing, and I want to send her a photo of me watching her online. what is keeping us alive right now is art. Whether you're going to streaming videos of big Hollywood, whatever, they don't need that money. Celia does. Celia, Lou Garou, Mama Gina, the folks from Sparrow Rhythm, Wendy Rule, I don't know. Your community, shop local. Well, how about shop pagan? Help these pagan artists that are keeping us sane. And buy Celia a cup of coffee. Send her $10 on your Venmo. Or your preferred artist, Venmo is very easy, it's very safe. I'm telling you, I've been working with Venmo for a little over a year now. I was one of the people, Celia, that shy away from all this electronic payment things. And Venmo is very practical and is very safe. And you get all your money and there's almost no fee. Or there's like a very tiny fee when you transfer to your bank account. PayPal, of course, is very trusted. And for people that want to buy Celia a cup of coffee, send her the message. Laura told me to buy you a cup of coffee. Venmo, www.venmo.com/Celia-Farron. That's her Venmo. PayPal is www.paypal.me.com/Celia Farron. Her Patreon is www.patreon.com/Celia Farron. And of course, her website, www.celiaonline.com. I don't want to leave tonight without playing Unconditional Roses because that song changed my life. You know that, Celia. I told you this is my song. This is my love song for me to me. So thank you for writing it, Celia. And
yes.
For folks that never heard you, what prompted that song is just I don't want to say it's your most beautiful song, but for me, that's your most beautiful song for me.
Awesome.
Where the inspiration came from?
First of all, I'm going to just backtrack just a little. I think it's www.paypal.me/Celia Farron. I think you put a .com in there as well. And it may be because I gave it to you that way. So I apologize. But so I think that's correct. And
okay.
So that's that.
Thank
the,
you
the
for
song,
that correction.
Yeah, no worries. So the song, woo, I was going through some real rough stuff. And it really was and is a love song to myself. And I also realized that it's a message that anybody who was feeling or is feeling the way I was feeling at that time, these are the words. This is the message. This is the sentiment that I would want to hear to heal and soothe my heart.
It is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful testament of self-love. And Celia, really, thank you for being on the show tonight. Thank you for sharing all this knowledge about online stuff with other fellow artists. And as I said, please go to Venmo and put there, Laura told me to buy you a cup of coffee, and do Celia Farron a solid and buy her a cup of coffee and keep supporting living artists, please. Celia, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I leave you the microphone to say goodnight to your audience.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura. It's always a pleasure, and I'm so grateful to connect with you, and thank you for sharing me with your audience and the Spanish-speaking world. I'm so grateful to all in every way, and just I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you all, and I know for a fact that people have watched you on concerts and put money there, so those folks really love you just as much as we do. Thank you, Celia. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Stay strong, stay healthy, stay safe. We're going to say goodnight tonight with Unconditional Roses. And until we see you next time, never forget that you are loved. Good night.
I'll be here just as you.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.